welcome to another exciting rendition of The Woke Turning on the Woke. I have said it before, and I'm going to continue saying this until I'm proven wrong. There is no loyalty in the woke movement. None. Loyalty is a foreign concept to these people. In some ways, the woke movement, it's kind of similar to the Italian mafia. In order to become a made man in the mafia, you went through an induction ceremony. They gently prick your finger. They burned a card in which you juggled between your two hands as you made the pledge to Omerta. The process is somewhat similar in the woke movement. In order to become a made birthing person, you go through a baptism ceremony. They baptize you in the woke sea. You go down in the water with your toxic masculinity. You come back up cleansed of the toxicity, officially becoming a male birthing person. Instead of pledging Omerta, you get down on your knees praying to the woke oak tree as the deacons initiate you with a supersized cucumber. The mafia had social clubs where they conducted business. Wanker Spankers, they have Woke United Methodist. The mafia claimed to be all about loyalty, and for decades they actually were. That is, until the feds came up with something called RICO. The RICO law, it allowed the feds to charge leaders in the mafia with conspiracy with running a criminal organization. All of a sudden, when dudes were faced with 25 to life without parole, the mafia became like a church choir, men turning into Sioux birds singing all over the place. The mafia was loyal as long as you served a purpose to the family. When they no longer needed you or they suspected that you were talking to the feds, you were buried under the meadowlands right next to Jimmy Hoffa. It's the same thing in the woke movement. They are fiercely loyal to you when you're furthering their narrative. When a common sense thinker attacks your beliefs or says something mildly offensive, Brigadier General Shay Sharp, he will gather the troops in the woke army and they will relentlessly defend you. But when that moment comes, and it always does, when that moment comes that you no longer serve a purpose, when that moment comes that you step out of line, violate the woke commandments, they come after you with a vengeance. No more pleasure with the cucumber. You're now getting the woke wiener. I find Stephen A. Smith to be fascinating. I feel like Stephen A. Smith has this internal battle going on every day. He's a rational, logical, he's a common sense thinker. I think the real Stephen A. Smith is a lot like you and me. But the company that signs his $1 million checks every month, they need him to be something else. They need the face of ESPN to further their narrative, brainwash their audience. Last week, we were given a rare moment of honesty from Stephen A. Smith on ESPN. The day before Thanksgiving, the Washington Post published this disgusting hit piece on Jerry Jones. We talked about this in detail over the weekend. You can find that in the video archives here on YouTube. The Washington Post, they uncovered this picture of Jerry Jones from 65 years ago, standing in the back of a crowd as white students would not allow black students to enter the school. Stephen A. Smith came to the defense of Jerry Jones. Watch it for yourself.
I'm pissed off, but not for reasons that people would think. I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones, and I'm not hiding that from anybody. Is his record perfect? No. But I'm pissed off because he doesn't deserve what just happened. He doesn't deserve it. One report, our report, said he was 14 years old. Yeah. Another report said he was 15 years old. At minimum, that's 65 years ago.
Now, this defense, this segment, it tickled the bongo of Mark Jones and not in a good way. You guys remember Mark Jones, right? I know it's been a while since we've talked about this absolute disgrace. Mark Jones, he's the definition of affirmative action. He's a no-talent bum who has somehow managed to build a career at ESPN that spanned four decades. He is one of the worst play-by-play broadcasters in the business. Go listen to him call a college football game with RG3. It's dreadful. NBA, Mark Jones is even worse. This is the same guy who has claimed on multiple occasions that Jacob Blake was unarmed when he was shot and killed by police. Only problem is, Jacob Blake openly admits that he was armed. And the last I checked, Dead men can't make admissions. This is the same guy who claimed police officers are more likely to shoot black men than protect them. He said he would no longer allow white police officers to escort him in and out of stadiums and arenas. White police officers across the country, they celebrated when they found this out. On Saturday afternoons, they would no longer have to protect a grown man who is afraid of vanilla ice cream. Now, I don't know him personally, but judging by his public persona, Mark Jones has a deep-seated resentment towards white people, mainly white men. We scare him. I feel bad for the birthing person who married him. Men are supposed to be protectors. When Mark Jones and his bongo partner see a white man walking down the street, he runs and hides in the nearest gender-neutral bathroom. He knows most white men only use the men's restroom. He'll be safe in there. Stephen A. Smith publicly defending Jerry Jones, known to the Wanker Spankers as the plantation owner. His defense elicited the typical reaction from professional race baiters. Anytime a logical black man defends an evil white man, what is the first thing professional race baiters accuse him of being? A coon. You know what? Let me ask you something. Guys like Mark Jones, Jemele Hill, wigs like Joy Reid, they are always complaining about mythical racism. When another black person does or says something they don't agree with, how come they are the first ones to throw a racial slur at them? White people disagree publicly all the time. I never hear them call each other racial slurs. Anytime a black person goes against the media-driven narrative of what they're supposed to think, the same people who constantly complain about mythical racism are the first ones to insult them by calling them a slur. Doesn't make sense to me, but what the hell do I know? I'm not a shit fuck. Stephen A. Smith, his defense of Jerry Jones, prompted a reaction from Bishop Talbert Swan. Well, KC, who in the hell is that? We have talked about him before here on the channel. The Swan represents everything wrong with the modern church. He's a Catholic bishop working at the Church of God in Christ who uses his pulpit to spread racial propaganda. When Rush Limbaugh passed away a couple of years ago, the Swan told him to rot in hell as he flew over his grave releasing his bird droppings. That sounds just like the Christian thing to do. I refuse to call this man a bishop. The Swan is another professional race baiter who perverts the Word of God. He uses the Word of God to fit his own personal narrative. Stephen A. Smith, he tweeted a video clip from First Take of him defending Jerry Jones. This prompted the Swan to quote tweet, replying to Stephen A. with a catchy little ditty titled, "Look at the Coon." Now, I would play it for you, but they are super strict with copyright when it comes to music. The video that the Swan tweeted, it featured dancing raccoons dancing to the beat. Guess who endorsed this tweet by liking it? Stephen A.'s colleague at ESPN, Mark Jones. Well, KC, this could be a mistake. His fingers could still be wet from hand lotion and hit the like button by accident. I might believe that had this been the first time Mark Jones liked one of the Swan's droppings. But it's not. The tweet about Rush Limbaugh rotting in hell, he liked that too. He liked a tweet which celebrated Colby Covington having a broken jaw. He's liked numerous tweets which were racial in nature against Donald Trump, Joey Bosa, the list goes on and on. If you tweet something negative about a white man, chances are Mark Jones, he will put that like thumb right up your ass. But this situation is different. To my knowledge, this is the first time Mark Jones has promoted a racial comment that was directed towards a colleague at ESPN. And this is not just any colleague. It's not like this was directed at some irrelevant sea donkey like Max Kellerman. This was directed at the franchise. This was directed at the face of ESPN. Stephen A. Smith is the brand. Hell, he's the only star at the network. Stephen A.'s the only talent at ESPN that commands the attention of the mainstream. Hell, he's the only talent at ESPN. Now, you have to remember, ESPN has planted their flag. For over 2 years, this network has been leading the charge in the fight against mythical racism. They have spent millions of dollars fighting a problem that doesn't exist. But Casey, racism does exist. Yeah, I know that. I'm talking about the racism ESPN is fighting that doesn't exist. The NFL being modern-day slavery, the Bubba Wallace incident, which was proven by the FBI to be fake, yet ESPN produced a two-hour documentary anyway, claiming it was real. They have spent millions of dollars dedicating countless hours of airtime fighting a battle where they had no opponent. Here we have a case of one of their employees using a real slur with racial undertones. This is something that actually happened. How did ESPN respond? As of 11:30 this morning when I'm recording this video, ESPN has yet to issue a response. Bobby Burek over at OutKick, he contacted both ESPN and Mark Jones for comment. That was 14, 15 hours ago. No response. I find this to be rather strange for a couple of reasons. Number one, remember 2 weeks ago when that dude pissed off Ben Watson on SEC Network? I can't remember the other guy's name, Peter something, Peter, I don't know. But he made a joke about Ben Watson's wife. You guys remember that? ESPN responded to that story within hours, maybe even minutes. They tried to claim that it was all pre-planned. They posted pictures of a miserable Ben Watson with that other dude smiling like he'd just seen his first naked woman. Number two, when it comes to mythical racism, ESPN typically quick to respond. Remember the Rachel Richardson story at BYU? No investigation was needed from ESPN. They quickly jumped to conclusions, giving a 19-year-old kid free airtime on national television to spread myths and fairy tales. When it comes to one of their own using real slurs, ESPN is silent. Let me ask you this. Let's pretend for a second that Mike Greenberg or Chris Russo liked the same tweet. You know what ESPN would have done to them? They would fire them immediately. But they can't fire Mark Jones. Hell, they can't even reprimand him. Why? He's a victim. His life has been hard enough already. Mark Jones falls into what ESPN calls a marginalized group. If you check enough woke boxes, you're essentially untouchable. Case in point, Bomani Jones. ESPN just extended the contract of Bomani Jones. Why? It damn sure wasn't his ability to draw an audience. Bomani Jones' viewership on YouTube is significantly less than the channel you're watching right now. It's called Reparations Woke Welfare. Bomani Jones is a professional victim. ESPN must atone for their white privilege by giving him free money that he hasn't earned. They tried the same thing with Maria Taylor. Maria Taylor is unwatchable. Go watch her segments on Sunday Night Football. It's cringe. It's dreadful television. Kurt Menefee, James Brown, those guys are professional broadcasters. They know how to host a pregame show. Compare their performance on Fox and CBS every Sunday morning to the performance of Maria Taylor. You tell me who's better. This is what happens. This is what happens when you pay people based on equity instead of talent. Maria Taylor has absolutely no business hosting the pregame show of the biggest game every week in the NFL. Bomani Jones can't draw an audience, but I will give him credit. Bomani Jones, sometimes he can be somewhat entertaining. The guy's an excellent speaker. Bomani Jones is a smart dude. I never take that away from him. But anyway, let's get out of here. Link for the channel on Rumble's in the description below. I've neglected promoting Rumble lately. Make sure to follow me over there just in case something were to ever happen here on YouTube. I don't think it will. Matter of fact, YouTube just changed my monetization status from low to high, which means YouTube is now allowing me to bypass their automated check system for ads and just do it myself. Now, this is a privilege that not everyone is given. You hear stories all the time, though, of channels having issues here on YouTube. Me, personally, I've never run into any problems. In 2 years, I have been given one warning, and it was actually my fault. But anyway, subscribe to the channel on Rumble just in case anything were to ever happen. But before you do that, let me know what you think. Will ESPN punish Mark Jones? Will they comment publicly on this story? Or will Mark Jones once again go unpunished? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.